Rachel, mach ihr Lübei, Molechai, Olei, Feis. Umeichel in Ochri, Umute Abanosei, Obasmanei, Osabanosei, Ifitz Obasmanei, Soliasik, Beitano, Vikarayim. רב יהודה מאיר עם ביאו חומץ על השריפה והחומים אומרים אף מפרי וזירי לרוח חומת אליים נדרי פנדרוש ענת גריס אף מפרי Here we have the girl say אף מפרי So that means that the Chachomim are also made that Tzreif is certainly good enough. But Mifar is also good enough. But the Rif and the Rosh and Geiris af Mifar, but Mifar is there. But it wouldn't be mistaba, it wouldn't be reasonable that just because the Rif is not Geiris af, that according to the Rif, the Chachomim hold only Mifar is there Ruach. Burning it not. Why should burning be Goruach and Mifar is there Ruach? I don't think it makes any difference. If we are Geiris Af, then it's foolish in the Mishnah that burning is certainly good. If we are not Geiris Af, it's not foolish in the Mishnah. But it's still, it's reasonable to assume that burning is as good as Mifar v'zeir l'ruach. Rashi, kol shor shemutal leachil marchil, lidiyuk yistrich, ditede kom shor shemutal leachil, eini mutal leachil. That's not like Rav Yehuda. Vilo yasik beitano vikarayim, bigimor porich pshite, honamanoi. If he uses the chometz as fuel to heat the oven, so it's certainly annoying. Now the Gemara. Kol shor shemutalechel ma'achil. Ho kol shor sheini mutalechel. If he cannot eat it himself, he cannot give it to the behemoth either. Eini ma'achil. Because according to Rav Yehuda, there is one shor chamishis. He is not allowed to eat it after 10, between 10 and 11. He is not allowed to eat it, but he can give it to the behemen. Rav Yehuda chamish in eichel umachil, ditnan Rav Meir in Meir, eichel in kol chamish, v'yisef in bitchila sheish, Rabbi Yudei Merechlin Kol Arba, Vitelin Kol Chomeish, Viseyafim Bitzchila Sheish. Velamai, Rabbi Meiri. So, it's not popular. So, it is like Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed in Shor Chamishis not only to give it to the behemoth to eat, but to eat it yourself too. Hai Kol Shor Shemuta Lechel Machel, Kol shor she'ichel machel miboyalei. Why the mutar is superfluous? Because shemuta means kol shor that one person is muter. So the other person who is not muter lecher, but he is allowed at least to be mach. Omar rabbe barule masnis rabbe gamli yeli. Ditan gamli yeli mechun mecholim kol arba. תרומו כל חומש, ויסייף עם מתחילה שיש, ויוכה קומה, כל שור שמוטלך לקים בתרומו, ישראל מח ילחון לבהים, או לחי או לאפס. נדרש, כל שור שאיכל מחל מבל, אבל השתי דינוק את לא בתחיל לשני, משמע דעתרי גברי כל. והוא חלק עליהם, אם הדוח הקומה כל שור שמות הלכנו לתירו, מחל אפילו מדרבון, Sie sagen, mein lieber Rabbi Judah, du ike schei, schor schischis, efter 11, die Mutter lechen nach Teiro, wie osa lehachi li divrei haki, ala hokam. Kol schor schischis, hätte alle schumodum lechi, for example, who? Ikeen, kol schor schischis, hätte alle schumodum lechi, machi lafo ose ala hachi, li behemd. כל שואה, תספסט. עובר זמן, יוספנו יבשלים כאה. ואם לא חד במותורים, דינתי בזדום עובר. נתנו שבי דידוש, מוכן כאילו בני מנו דיישס. לאים מסליס, דלו יקרב יודה. יושבלי, הוא נגמור אשס, לאים מסליס, דלו יקרב יודה. So that means the half a minute, but it's like the Masconi is no. But here the Masconi is like not like a minute. So why do we use the expression, lame it? Half of Masconi le asi krabude. Aloha koma, lame mastis no le krabude le krabude. Meyer, umosi krania namelyose, but like having a minute. Now, here is a small piece of Gemara. In my opinion, this is the most confusing piece of Gemara in Torah. So confusing. Unimaginable. But you have to go over it carefully. Lomol nisne behemo lomol nisne chay. The Mishnah says, Kolcho shemut alechel machil li behemo lechay oleiris. I mean, it goes without saying that is the same halacha, whether you can give it as food to a behemo or to a chai or to a neif. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? Let the Mishnah say, machal behemo. So I would know the chayo leif is also. Let the Mishnah say, machal lechayo. I would know the behemo leif is also. So there is a tzuchas. If the Mishnah had mentioned that before the manisa, you can give it as food to a behemo, I would say to behemo, yes. But the chayah no. And vice versa. If the Mishnah had said that before the manisa you can give it as fodder to a chayah, I would say to chayah yes, to behemoth not. Why? It's very confusing. Long is the behemoth, long is the chayah. Tzrich. Deet on the behemoth, suppose the Mishnah said, machal behemoth. I would say, Libhema yes, but Chayanat, why? Di Mishayre Chozel. Because a Libhema, when he takes food and it leaves the remnant, he doesn't hide it. He just leaves it in the place where it was given. So then we have no Choshe. So Erev Pesach in the morning, so a person is allowed to give chometz as food for the behemoth in the stable, and then he doesn't have to worry, maybe after this manisa he will forget about it. How will he forget? He'll come into the stable. So if the behemoth left the remnant, he'll see the remnant, and he'll destroy it. So there is no possibility of a mirsha. Maybe he will forget and will not see it. Mashenkim b'chaya, so the nature of a chaya is, when she gets food, and she eats a little bit, a portion of it, the rest she hides in her hiding places. So mele, I could say, he's not allowed to give a chaya 9 o'clock in the morning chometz to a chaya to eat, because the chaya will eat half of it, and the other half it'll put away, who knows where it'll put away. So then, the remnant, he will fail to destroy, and maybe he'll forget to be mevatel too, as Stasis explained it. So then he'll be evil, body roye, body motze, and everything. So if the Mishnah had mentioned, machal behemo, I would say, behemo, yes, lechayo, there might be a mirsha. He shouldn't give, even before this manisur, even earlier of Pesach in the morning, he shouldn't give a chayo, chometz to eat, because the chayo might eat half, and the other half it will put in a hiding place to eat it later, after the manisoy, and the bailim will not see it, and when there's man Yisuri comes, he'll have the other half in his possession. He'll leave a body away. Komash melon, you're not chayshish for that. Even by chayla. That's the first rechaz. Now look at the Rashi. Deimu in Mishai lechosol, shin da'ak latsniyo. Avol chayo kin chudo miyo vichosol da'ak latsniyo. So the first Sricha say is not complicated. All right. Then, this on the day maybe there'll be mikshul, and he will not see it, the other half that he remains, and he'll not be mivayaret, and he'll forget to be mivatal also. So, Beiva Bari Roy Balmat, Komash Milon, Chai. Then the question is, let him say chayo, and I'll know behem viton chayo. So I will say no. Mishum di mishayre mias mitzne, because by chayo, so if it leaves over any remnant, it hides it, and it's not readily seen. So tzemele, there wouldn't be balihoye, even if he will not destroy it, and he will not be mivatle it. He'll still not be Eva Bali Roya Bali Motze. Because when are you Eva Bali Roya Bali Motze? That's the way Rashi and Teisves explain it. When are you Eva Bali Roya Bali Motze? Doesn't mean you have to see it. After all, that you are Eva Bali Motze, even if you are Matmin, if you put it in a cave and no man sees it, but you know where it is, so then you're Eva Bali Motze. But that's only if he's matni, in other words, he himself, the Bailim, puts it away in a cave. Some in Mele, he knows exactly where it is, so he's everybody matni. Mashiach can hear, the Chaya lives over and puts it away, who knows where. Some in Mele, it's not easily found, it's not totally found, you're not either not body roye and not body matni. So Mila would say, only in case a chayo allowed to give to it. Because by a chayo, we have no choshe of a real mirsh. What kind of a mirsh could there be? He will not see the remnant, and he will not be inviolate, he will not be invatled, he'll still not be a boliroi balimoti. Because the chayo puts it away in a secret place that is not easily reached, you see, found. So he's not here about the Rebbe Motze, that's why he can give it to Chai. Mashinkini Behemo, a Behemo leaves it in the same place in the stable. Maybe the Bailim will forget to go into the stable and to see it and to destroy it. Then he'll wave about the Rebbe Motze, so maybe he shouldn't be allowed to give it to Behemo. So Kamash Malon, he can give it his father to a Behemo. We're not Cheshesh, lest he'll forget to come into the stable and see what chometz was left over by the Behemo. That's the Pnalasi Rashi. Yikon Echayo. Havamine hi adif. You can give it to a Chayo to eat. Then the Mashal Gersay is Nei di ova balimotze Avol bi baliroye loyova Mashain came by Behemo. So if he forgets and he overlooks it, so he'll be either tulav. So mele there is a mirsh. So the question is, I mean, what difference does it make? To love manifshach. If we are not chesheish, lest he'll overlook and leave it in his possession. So not chesheish. So he won't be either in love. And if we are chesheish, so we should be chesheish for one love too. Why only to love him? To be chesheish, only to love him. The fact that there are two, what difference does it make? I think the Shagasarye says, because the Gemore, according to one Girse, in the Gemore, you'll find it in parentheses, Daf Tzadik Hei. Turn to the Gemore in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Hei. Medalek. a tzadikei. In parenthesis, that means there are some rishonim who are not geresit. The fourth line from the end of the amid, the domale, So that's the girse of Tesis and Rashi here in Tafsadikei. The Rambam's girse, I mean, is one of the best rutsim on the Rambam is that the Rambam wasn't geresit, I mean, so you don't have to resort to other rutsim. But anyway, that's why it's a parenthesis, because not all the Shainim had it girse. And the Rambam Shite probably did not have it in his text, because the Rambam says the reason is why there is no Malkes, but the Roy Balim Motze, is because it's a lafshim b'maise. But Konochom de Pesach, where there is a laf yesh b'maise, or hechmitz b'pesach, so then there is Malkes. So yes, but it's lavan t'lese. So there are many teruti on that Rambam. Chaim also has a teretz on that Rambam. But one good teretz is the Rambam wasn't geres that Baliroy Balimotze is a lavan t'lese. It's not our opinion. But Rashi and Tesis were geres. That Baliroye Balimotze is no malkes. Baliroye Balimotze, davel lafshen itakles. Davel lafshen itakles. So now there is a Gemore in Tmure. Davdaled on Bezin Tmure. The ninth line. Omele Abai. The Gemara before mentioned that Kol Lava Nita Klase in Leikino. Omele Abai. Kol Lava Nita Klase Leese Loi Loke. Vomema. Somebody makes Tmure. The Lava Nita Klase you. Because that who Utmurosi Ye Kedesh. Viloke dit nam lo shalom rashoy lo amir eloshim heimir muma besifik zaboy. So why is meimir chayv malkes it's lava and it's a klase for your hoot morosi yekeish. So the moi gives the teretz have a leitrei lavi vichadese viliose chadese vioka trei lavi because liachlifenu viliyomir. So there are two lavi and only one esse. So when do we say that lav anita kle esse is ein leikin olov? Only when there is one lav. But when there are two lavim, so then lav anita kle esse is leikin olov. So then the question arises, so bali roi bali motze, They are also to love. So why is he put out of Malkus? Because of the love Anita Klasei. So then we'll have to say that Enoch Name, in the usual case when one is Eiver, when he possesses Chometz to love, then the Ptur is only because of love Shein B'Maisi. But Kono Chometz B'Pesach, as the Rambam paskens, so then he is chayev Malkus because it's Lav Yeshmais. But let him be potter on the score of Lav Anita Klasei. The answer is, according to this Gemara in Gemara, that it's Trei Lav. Say so Trei Lav Anita Klasei. One essay is so there is a chayev Malkus, and the only reason is why in the ordinary case there is no Malkus for Bali Roy Bali Motzei is because of Lav in the Mice. But when there is a Maiseh, like Kono Chometz B'Pesach, so then there is Malkus, and there is no Ptur on the score of Lav Anita Klasei, because they are two Lav. But in certain situations, you are either only Bali Motzei, not Bali Roy. There are certain situations, or vice versa. So in those situations, where you are either only Bali Motzei and not Bali Roy, or vice versa, Bali Roye, not Bali Motzei, so then, even if there will be a Maise, it will be put off Malkus, because of the Lav Anita Klasei. So that means, Mele, the Shagas Aryeh says, I think the Shagas Aryeh says, that's the Pshat, according to the Marshal's Gersi. The better Pshat is, the Gersi, it is now Rashi. Vito Nechaye, Hava Mine Hi Adif, משום די משיירה מצנלי ולאובה לא בלי רוי אני לא אובה בלי רוי אלא אובה בלי מוצא because since the chayah has the tendency to hide in a special place, in a secret place, the remnant that she lives, so the remnant of chometz that the chayah leaves after eating part of it is not easily found. So mele he's not either Bali Roye or Bali Motzei. But, so Mele, I would say, you're allowed to give it a chayav because we don't have to be chayish, maybe he will not be mivayret, because he will not be either in love, mashayinkim by behemo. If he fails to destroy the remnant, he'll be either in love, so then he shouldn't be allowed even to give it as good early Erev Pesach Nemor. That's according to our Gersi Rashi. But how do we explain the Rashi according to the Marshal's Gersi? Nei Yehova Bali Motzei Aval Bali Roy Yehova. So that's why we don't have to be Cheshesh. Maybe he will not find it and he'll be Eivir. It's because even if he doesn't find it, so long be Eivir Al Bali Motzei. But Bali Hoye will not be there. Mashenkin Behemo, if he forgets to destroy it, then he'll be there to love him. So I would say he should not be allowed to give it to eat to Behemo. Maybe he'll forget to destroy the remnant and he'll be there to love. So Mali, one love, Mali to love. So Sheikh Salih says, but if there'll be to love him by Behemo, if he forgets to destroy the remnant, he'll be there to love him. So they'll be chayav Malkus too. He'll be chayav Malkus too because of the love. Because we can say love and the class in leaking off. Say in ese achas minatekes tri love machine kein by so he'll be chayav Malkus also by behemoth machine kein b'chayo too will be verbal imotze. So Mimele, he won't be Chayav Malkus even for Bali Motzei because the one Ese is Minatek, one love. So the Iser is not so homo. It's an Iser Shein B'Malkus. So Mimele, we don't have to be Chayish. Maybe he'll fail to find it. That's how the Sheikh Sali explained that. Right, but they're not through yet. Na, Tesvis. Wie Ashminu Chaye, the main difficulty is in the stasis. Wie Ashminu Chaye, mishun mitznelo. Wie neivam, schon, as per the question is, even mitznelo. So what? It's hidden, but is Balyatmin? I mean, Balyatmin, there is no special love of Balyatmin. I mean, Balyatmin comes within the love of Balyimotzi. In other words, because the Torah, the Gemara says, if the Torah had said Balyimotzi, not Balyimotzi, I would say, but suppose he hides it, the Balyim hides the Chometz in the cave. It cannot be seen by anybody. Who will ever see it? So he's not able. But the Torah says Balimotze. So Balimotze, even Hatmone comes within Balimotze. I mean, it's not, there are no three loves in the Torah. There is only one love is Balimotze, one love is Balimotze. But there is no third love of Balyatmin. Balyatmin, that's the expression in the Torah. So in other words, because if the Torah had just mentioned Balimotze, so there wouldn't be any Isar of Balyatmin, because Hatmone does not come within Balyoy. Because if it's hidden in a cave, you can't see it. Mashenkin, the Torah says Balimotze, and it can be found. He knows he put it away in the cave. He knows the cave. So mainly it comes within Balimotze. So this is Shit Kashi is, so why do we say by Chayo? There is no love of either Balyoye or Balimotze. There should be a love of Balimotze, just as by Atmone there is a love of Balimotze. Veneda Mitzroy says, this is different than Yatmin. Veneda Mitzroy Balyatmin. I mean, there is no special love of Balyatmin, but means Hatmone comes within the love of Balimotze. Veneda Mitzroy Balyatmin. The Balyatmin Afkalon Miloyimotze. The Einze, but by Chayo, it's not Motzu. In a cave, if you are Matmin in a cave, so the Balim knows exactly where it is. It's not seen by other people, but the Balim himself can easily get it. He just goes down into the cave and he gets it. So, Mashen can hear the Chayo, hides it in a secret place. You have to look. So, it doesn't even come within Balimotze. Then the motto King Shen Yodua Hechano. Vichei Mashma. In other words, what is it is, if a Jew has Chometz in his possession, he knows he has Chometz in his possession, but he doesn't know where it is. I mean, it could be in 100 different places. He doesn't know where it is. So then he's not even Balimotze in Balimotze. That means Chometz in Yedia. As a matter of fact, Tesvis, the Choftes, and Sochim. First thesis says something else. is it this is here. So this is here, said. He says, Kiven Shein Yodua Hechon. So since it's not Yodua, so it's not here. But of this, Tesis mentions another Chidesh, even a bigger Chidesh, even Chomes Yedua, but if it's title Ivare, if it's title Ivare, and at the end he's Mivare, so he's not even Bali Roy altogether. I said, this is something else. So, Kim Shin Yedua Hechen, Vichy Mashma Ferikame di Porich, Vichy Mishkach Solo Vatla, Mashma Lechol Kame, Vichy Mishkach Solo, Lo Yehova Bali Roy. Now, Hikshar Ashbo, Heich Eshor Lehach Lechayo, Here the Mishnah is Matya, to give chometz to a chayo. And even though the chayo has a tendency to be matnin, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So because he will not be either baliroye, he'll not be either baliroye. Why not? Because he doesn't know where it hid, where the chayo hid the chometz. It could be in 100 different places. But what nan b'feiri kami, ma shemishaya yanechenu b'tzinen, kidei shle titul chulde b'fonov, v'yitzorer b'dike achrov. So when one makes a b'dike erev Pesach at night, and he finds chometz, he has to put away the chometz he found, not to leave it wherever he found it, because if he doesn't put away all the chometz in one place, so then a chulde might come and grab it, and then she'll spread it in the house, and he'll have to ransack the house again, make a thorough, meticulous bdike all over again. So one is not allowed, even after he found the chometz, to leave it in different places, but he has to put it away in one place, lest a chulde will come, and then the chulde will eat part of it, and the rest will hide it. Alas, kamo v'chamo, that he's not allowed to give the odai erev Pesach in the morning to a chulde, to a chaya to eat, when he knows that a chaya will have a remnant, and that remnant will be put away. He's mechuyev to make sure that the chomet shouldn't remain in different places, because if he allows it to remain in different places, a chulde might come and hide it in the house, and then he'll have to ransack the house again. So why is he allowed to give it a chayo? If he gives it a chayo, then he'll have to ransack the house again. That's the discussion. He calls him shows a looking with me. So this says, Yesh lechalek bein chayo lechuldo hamegadun yibabatim deahi lo mitzni ekulai kmo yichuldat menes bechorim zot. What does it mean, dahi? Dahi means chayo. It's not mitzni ekulai like chuld. So the common Sanel as the kashi against this is monefshech. If a chayo does not hide it so well as a chuldo does a better job in hiding it. She hides it in secret crevices and holes in the house. Go and search. I mean, it's a tremendous job and find it. Mashin can hide it, but it's not. It's not such a hiding. So on the contrary, so the question is, Monefshech, if a chayo doesn't do a good job in hiding, then he should be either bali motze. The only reason as to why a chayo is not either bali motze is because he hides it, so it's not easily found. But if a chayo, does not hide it so well, she does not do a good job in hiding, so maybe he should be even body mote. So how can the Gemara say, Iton achayim shum nishayres mi es mitzne? So maybe it says there is no body mote.
so he doesn't have to be cheshish. But he doesn't hide it so well. He doesn't hide it so well. So why is he allowed? The Mishnah says that he's allowed to give it. And the Chuldo hides it better. So isn't it a kalachema of logic? So if by Chuldo, who hides it better? So in case a Chuldo comes, he's mechuyev to ransack the house. Al haskamo v'chamo, that by Chayo, that he, she doesn't hide it so well, he certainly should be mechuyev to ransack the house. So how is he allowed to give it and then forget about everything? That's the common sanal scotch against Stasis. So what is Stasis saying? Someone is shech. If a chayor doesn't do a good job in hiding, so why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to give it to a chayor? He'll hide it, and he'll fail to see it, and then he'll be iver. He'll be iver balimotzi. Stasis says no, he's not iver balimotzi because the chayor hid it, but a chuldo hide it, and then it's a kasha. Chayo doesn't do a good job in hiding, a very poor job in hiding. So it is not even by the way. And chuldo that does a very good job in hiding, so he is even by the way. Time can for it. So it's yitzive be'ara v'giyurim shmishmai. So we have to say the truth. Teisva says Chayo doesn't do such a good job in hiding as Chuldo. Chuldo does a better job in hiding than Chayo. But it's good enough to take it out of Bali Roye Bali Motzi. It's good enough to take it out of Bali Roye. And Bali Motzi. It's good enough to take it out of Bali Roye and Bali Motzi. So Mele, since it is good enough to take it out, Bali Roye and Bali Motze, and Bali Roye Bali Motze, so Mele, he can give the Chayot to eat early Erev Pesach in the morning, because he in all probability. So he'll be able to find it. With a superficial search, he'll be able to find it. Because a chayo doesn't hide it very well. A chayo hides it very poorly, not very well. So, but even though it hides it poorly, so it is still good enough of a hiding to take it out of Bali Roye Bali Motzi. To take it out of Bali Roye Bali Motzi. But it's still not considered kimivua. So Mele, if he doesn't destroy it, even though Bali Roye Bali Motzi will not be there, but Tashbisu will be there. The whole aloha that it has to be Motzu, easily found, so that applies to Bali Roye Bali Motzi. Not about Tashbisu. Tashbisu, even if you have chometz that is not easily accessible, so you are still either Tashbisu. Unless it's in a kelev yochlagie, even if a kelev can't reach it, so then it's a reikum vue. But suppose you can find it by making a superficial tirche. So then you are aver on Tashbisu, not on Bali Roye Bali Motze, but on Tashbisu you are aver. And as far as Tashbisu is concerned, so not only by Chayo you are aver, if you don't make a little bit of a tirche, you make a superficial bdike, so you are aver Tashbisu, but even Chuldo, who does a much better job in hiding. It hides it b'chur and b'zdokin. If he doesn't find it, the Bailim, so then the Bailim is Eva Tashbisu. So that's why the Mishnah says, Masha Mishaya and Chanu Bitzino, Kidesh Loitito Hula Bifonov, the Yitzor Bdike Achov. So Bdike Achov. So by Hulde, who does a very good job in hiding, so of course he doesn't have to make it dike again because of Balioi Balimotze. Balioi Balimotze, so even by Chayo is not here, where it's not as well hidden as by Chulo. But as far as Tashbisu is concerned, so we'll be able Tashbisu bein b'chayo and bein by Chulo. By Chayo will be able Tashbisu because with the superficial bdike he'll be able to find it, and by Chulo he'll be able Tashbisu because even though with the superficial bdike he will not be able to find it, but as long as with a strenuous and meticulous bdike he will be able to find it. And if he doesn't ransack the house and make a strenuous and meticulous bdike, so he's zivat hashbisu. So mele the Mishnah gives him an etzteve, mashe mishaya yanchem abitzine kidei shalitit lochul gobefonov. So in other words, it's not that he's mechuyev to put it away, but it's for his own good to put away all the chomesh that he found Erev Pesach night in one place, because if he doesn't, so the next morning he'll have to make the whole strenuous and thorough bdike all over again because of the possibility that a chulde spread it in the house. So in order to relieve him of a repetition of the strenuous and thorough bdike, the Mishnah advises him, and it's given, and it's tailor, he should put away all the chomets in one place, because if he doesn't, he'll have to make a thorough bdike all over again. Masha'in came here, so he's allowed to give food, chomets, to the chayo to eat, because here he's not going to have to make a thorough and strenuous bdike in order to find the remnant. All we have to do is just to make a superficial bdike. So that's why he's allowed. Mashenkin thereby chuldo, if he doesn't put it in one place, so he'll have to make a thorough bdike. So the Mishnah gives him an etzteve to put it away in one place. So the reason as to why the Mishnah says he's allowed to give to a chayo to eat, because insofar as Bali Roy Bali Motze is concerned, he won't be able to Bali Roy Bali Motze even if he doesn't find it. But if he doesn't find it, he'll be able to Tashbisu. Yeah, but we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe he will not find it, because with the superficial tirche, it's a little bit of a tirche, he'll certainly be able to find the chometz, the chayit. All right, that's thesis. Now let's see the Tisvis Harashbo. Now Gemara. Very strange. Very, very strange. The Ashmino Chayo. Tis Rashbo. Havamine Dini Shaira Mitzner.
ובאטמון הנעילה, שאני יודע שהתמונו שבבייסי, like this, so far, תחילים, שאיני יודע היכן הוא, אין עיבר משום בעלי מוצא, כי אם אשמה להיר, כרבי הבדיק, צורך שיבטת, ופור שחוב וגזירה שם ימצא גוסקי יופי, ידעת עלי, ופור משכל חנבט לי, נבט לי, ואם יושא, שהוא עיבר בליאטמין, ג'וסטס ביאטמונה, היא זה ואיר, מי כפור חנבט לי, מכל מוקים ביטל של אשר חולימיר, למה שפורובה, אלא פשיט הדין זה בבליאטמין, to baliatmi nafkulam li moce, vein ze moce, kim si ni ideich. So far it's like this. Timel, tis viskash, hiche shor lach lechai o shetak lahatmi, vot man bifir kim ma si mishaya, yen achem o bitzin o ibeise, ki ish le titel chudu bifanein, vitz ob dik achol, vi kol shkun dosa litin bifneiem, vein lichaleik, vein chulda li shochayo, dechidin di kule dalkum lahatmi, malizu, malizu, ואי דרשת פירס בהתס, אמין, הוא איז מחלק בטוין חולדן שאו חיותייסס. So he says, don't make any difference. ואי דרשת פירס בהתס בשמייצין, אבל חיה דמישייר המצנר עלי, כאין חולדן. ואם נעימה דהוכם, so then he says, ואם נעימה דהוכם, מה ירש שיקפוס? If the, when does the Mishnah say, that he's allowed to give the chomets, early in the morning of Pesach, to a chayo to eat, if the chayo is bound, so she cannot bite, she is bound, she cannot move. Then the Mishnah is matter, but in Yochaname, if the chayo is not kfuso, you're not allowed to give a chayo to eat. So he says, ואם יוחמאי ראשי כפוסו ונכיר לחס לאט, מילון לבונו, אם כי מה יקומה, דין משיירה מצמירה, So why does Gemara say the Mishaire? Vitonachayim she Mishaire mi es mitznir. The Mishnah is matir to give it to eat to a chayo kfuso. Chayo kfuso. So it's not mitznir. Umikol mokim nirali di mayra bitfuso. That when the Mishnah allows us to give it to eat to a chayo, only a chayo kfuso you're allowed to give it to eat. But a chayo שאינו כפוסו, who is going to hide it, you're not allowed to give, because since it's going to hide it, maybe he will not find it, and then so he will be evir and tashbiso. Mikol mokim nirali di mayre bikfuso v'och perushe. די מישיירס מיצנדלי, בישייני כפוסו, ועבר מן נגזר כפוסו, או טועינו כפוסו. So that's the פשט. That's the פשט in the מישנה. די תונחיו, because אינו חנאמה, when does the מישנה say you're allowed to give it to eat to a חיו כפוסו? So if the Mishnah told us you're allowed to give it to eat to a chayo kfuso, so then I would say So now the Teisu Shanitz has reference to the first Rechasi, because he mentioned before, Vei de Rashi Pirish Behedye, ki bishmaitin avol chayedi nishayeres misnialei, ki inchul deloi. So, that's the first rechasi. Zditon ebein medim nishayere chozolo, avol chayodi nishayere kom mitznialo, eimeloi, because he will not see it, and then he'll leave it in his possession. He'll leave it in his possession. So he says, Avo chayed mishayer komitzno. Some male is not allowed to give it to eat. So he says, so why does the Gemara say, umikol mokim nira li dimayra bikfusa? So how could I say that by chayo it's also to give it to eat? Because it shall hide it, but according to this shans, so when does the Mishnah allow us to give it to eat to a chayo only if the chayo is a kvuso, but a chayo shein a kvuso, so then we are not allowed to give it to eat. It's only by kvuso we are allowed to give it to eat. So how could the Gemara say diton behemed di mishayre chozlo avol chaya di mishayre komitznelo? He should not allow to give it. But he's only allowed to give it by Kfuso. And by Kfuso, it's not Shayach to say Kmitznele. So he says, Vochet Perushe, Di Mishayre Mitznele, Bishayne Kfuso, Vavami Nigza Kfuso, Otayne Kfuso, So Enoch Name, Vayne Kfuso, you're not allowed to give to him. Behemo, you're allowed to give. Kfuso, Ayne Kfuso, because it lives over, it's immediately seen. But by Chayo, you are only allowed to give it to eat if it's Kfuso. If it's in a Kfuso, in a Chanam, you're not allowed to give Erev Pesach in the morning to a Chayo in a Kfuso to eat. Because then he might be there. He will not see it. But by Kfuso, he's allowed to give it to eat. Because Kfuso will not hide it. So, but the Gemara says in the first Slicha, say, if the Mishnah didn't tell us that by Kfuso you're allowed to give it to eat, I would say even by Kfuso you're not allowed to give it to eat, because of it's Yerushena Kfuso. Only by Behemo you're allowed to give, because then there is no possibility of being able, because you'll see it immediately. But by Chayo, in view of the fact that by Eino Kfuso you're not allowed to give it to eat, so even by Kfuso maybe we should be Gezer. Kfuso Tishene Kfuso, so Komash Malon, that we are not geizer kfuso to shine kfuso, but by in a kfuso in a chanami you're not allowed to give it to eat, according to the shans. When the Mishnah, according to the shans, the Mishnah is matter to give it to eat to behemo, because behemo there is no shosha v'mirshu, because without any tirch, so even a tirch tzas, he'll see it immediately. He just has to open the door of the stable, he'll see it. So there is no shoshe, there is no pasach shoshe of the mirso. But by chayo, to give it to eat, if the chayo is in a kfuso, you're not allowed, because of the shoshe of the mirso. But when does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to give it to a chayo if the chayo is kfuso? But if the Mishnah didn't tell us chayo kfuso you're allowed to give, I would say even chayo kfuso you're not allowed to give, because of the gzeira of kfuso to shenu. This is, yes?
How would he explain the second
strikos of the Gemara by a case of Kavusa or a case of... Oh, vi tonachayo, so I would say chayo you're allowed to give to eat, to give to eat. Hey, you'll soon see in the Rosh. Vi tonachayo, so I would say chayo you're allowed to give to eat by Kavusa. Because even by Eino Kfuso, so he will not be a Bali Roy. But only Tashbiso. So Mele, we are not Gezer, Kfuso to Shene Kfuso. In view of the fact that even by Eino Kfuso, you wouldn't be a Bali Roy anyway. Only Tashbiso. Mashein Kein, but Mash Avod Heimo. So there is a possibility of a mirshul beiva bali roye, not just tashbisu. So mele, he should not be allowed to give it to eat. That's how he will explain the second tzrichas. Now let's turn to the Rosh.
I don't think there is any other Gemara in Psoch that is so confusing according to some Rishon.
Hodi ktoned mas nismachl behemol chayokov, it's chichese bigmor. Di tone behemed mishayre kochozale. Avul chayo, di mishayre mitznele in Eloi. He's not allowed to give to it because he'll not see it easily, readily, just by opening up the door of the stable. In Eloi komash from the filoche shor, vikoshe. So I would say that he's not allowed even to give it and keep on looking after it because of Ichshoshe. Maybe somebody will call him and he'll have to go away and to be Messiah Das from it. So Kamash Malon, we're not treasures for it. But Enochaname is only allowed to give it to a chayo, to behemo or to chayo, if he's not misyadas. But to give it to behemo and chayo and leave them and go away, he's not allowed. So there is a big chiddush in the roshite. According to all the other rishonim, he is allowed to give chometz erev Pesach to behemo and the chayo to eat and forget about them. Leave the stable, leave the place of the chayo and forget about them. But according to the Rosh, he is only allowed to give to a behemoth and a chayo if he stands and inspects them and he makes sure that they eat up everything. And he is only allowed to leave them, to leave the stable and leave the place where the chayo is given the food until it's eaten up. Or if it does live over, he picks up the remnant. But otherwise he's not allowed. But I would say, by behemoth, so we allow him lechatchile to give it to behemoth on the condition that he is imed and he's not malimain of man. And we are not cheshish. Maybe somebody will call him, and something important will have to go away. Because even if he has to go away, it's not so terrible. In all probability, it'll be easy for him to find it. But chayo, so he shouldn't allow him, even on the condition, if he's not malimain of them, if he supervises them, because maybe for some reason he'll have to go away, and then he won't be able to find it. So maybe for some reason he'll have to go away. And we do allow him to give it to eat to Ibrahim the Chayo only on the condition if he remains there and he watches and makes sure that they eat up all the chomets. And if they don't, he picks up the remnant. But only under those conditions. So he's allowed to give them to eat. So an altogether different shot. Now again. Vapirish anoch in your liu, machu bin chai reib dalimachich, yalin machich, yivayer amishuya, umas nisim,
את הרנויוס לשמולל המצורך לזוי שלי עצניי ואוכל פירושי דיתון בהימוד משאי כחוז עלי דף למח מסתיר יעל מן הפנם יעז בי ואירה משויע דו כחוז עלי
עד
Let's see how the mirror explains this now.
Now, first let's go over the thesis, the last thesis. The koi alei di bali roye, avo behimo zin mi shayre, vil mose gadai di kol bali roye, piri shin loy bitle, vo adin da avu mosel mei maadil mosel mei chomenei. So thesis explains the gemore that אבל בהם עזים נשאר את מוסק הדייטי ויקוי עלי בלי רואה if he forgets the moon water.
Well, you have to say like that. If he doesn't forget the moon water, how will he behave about the rואה?
But let's see him here.
Hi.
וזה שהזכר בענוי זו בהימו וחיו פירוש בגמורה שאילו הוזכר בהימו לבד או יישאים מידווקא בהימו שמשיירס לפונאו ויוכל בלבייס ליריס מה ששירו ומבייר אבל חיו שדרכו להצניע If the Mishnah mentioned is allowed to give it to eat to a behemo, I would say behemo, because the balabais can readily see whatever remnant is left. He doesn't readily see, I mean, with the remnant that is nisha, So here, it's like Tesves was misaking the Gemara, he explained the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vita nechayo, mishum mishayre mies mitzne, avo behemo zimun di mishayre velimose kadaite, di koyo le baliroi balimose. So Tesves says, pirishim loy bitle. But he says, Vilu uskar chayo yuseina davke chayo, שימצנס ונישה במוקר של נמצאית והריו כמבויה הוירו ביטלי not like Tesves that the Mishnah has referenced the case I mean the Gemara has referenced the case where he was mivate so Mela would say Chayo he's not either but so Chayo he can give it to eat because in as much as the chayo is matznas and he's not even baliroi because he's matznas and in addition he was mivatel so mele there is no choshe. There is no mikshol because Balyroi is not there because Bimokim Shalinimtso. It's not Motso. That is the same as Tesves. But then how about Tashbisu? How about Tashbisu? So the Miri says, no, Tashbisu, there is no problem with Tashbisu either. Hoyu bitle.
You're not chayshish, maybe you will not be mevatar. I mean, if you're going to be chayshish, maybe you will not be mevatar. In other words, you'll be either on takonis chachomim. There is takonis chachomim. He has to be mevatar anyway, no matter what. Whether he gives it to you to chayot beim or not. He has to be mevatar. Why should he be chayshish? Maybe he will not be mevatar. So Tesis Pshat is a little strange. So he says that if the Mishnah had mentioned chaya, I would say you're allowed to give it to chaya. Because insofar as Bal Yehoi is concerned, so then it's not much. The chaya hides it in a secret place. And it's not so easily found. So there is no Bal Yimotze. But then, how about Hashbisu? So, since he was Mivatel, he has to be Mivatel anyway. So, Mimele, he's not even on Tashbisu, Hareyu Kimvuya. So, there is no Tashbisu either. He's not even on Tashbisu either. But by Behemo, Aval Behemo, Shem Shayarasil, if or not, Shemo Yisrashel, Bibiurei, Biobibli Mirsh. So, the question arises, so how does the Gemara say? So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say that the Avod Heimo, Zim Mishaire, for the Mosik Haite, Bishkoil of Bali Royal Bali Motse? So he says, Avod Heimo Shem Yarios Lifonov, Shemo Yisrashel Bibiure, Viove Budi Mirshu. What does it mean, Mirshu? Shemo Yove Lochle. You see, Taser says, but it seems, I see, I mean, who is it? Rabbi Avraham Sefer? Who is it? No, it's Rabbi Yisrael HaKim Klein, it's not Rabbi Avraham Sefer. So he's in Zagoyes, he says, לפיתיב רבנו שמאיר וביטלה יצור פרימה שכוונוסי ויובי לדמיר שלו שמו יובי לאחר. Taisva says the Gemara could have said Gzeir Hashem Yovel Lochlei by Behemo. By Chayo, you don't have to be Gzeir Hashem Yovel Lochlei. How is he going to be Eichlet? The Chayo is hiding it in a secret place. So how is it possible that he's going to eat it? But by Behemo, she'll leave it. So then he might forget Erev Pesach Lachachatzos and eat it. It's very good. She Yovel Lochlei. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, "Avol behemo zimni mishayre v'limosik adaitei v'ikoy ali baliroi balimotzei ein aloi." It's mashma. That's what I think. From the lashon of the Meiri, that the Meiri had a different yirsa in Gemara. The Meiri's yirsa was, "Avol behemo zimni mishayre v'limosik adaitei v'ikoy ochil, not v'ikoy ali baliroi balimotzei." Vikochil. Avo behemo zinim li mishaire vrimosika daitei. Vikochil. Not vikoyale bi balioe. Vikoyale balioe balimasi. He didn't have the deal. That's how it's mashma from the Lashon of the Meir. He says, Vilu isko chayo yisimat afka chayo shimatsnas. Vinisha vimokin shalinimtoi. So, some mele, vareo kimivuea. Hoyo bitle. ואם בחשש מרשו, אבל בהימו שם שיירוסי לפונו, שמו ישרה של ביביורי ויובי לודי מרשו. So that means, שמו יובי לאחר. שמו יובי לאחר. Now, the Rabbi Yisrael Klein, he mentions, it's another pshat in the Meiri, but that's a big day achak. But I think that the Meiri had a different yirsa in the Gemara, because he doesn't even mention Yaver Balioi. He doesn't mention that means he wasn't Geras in the Gemara. Alright. Umeichri Nochri Pshite. Of course, he's allowed to have Anoi, so why can't he sell it to Igoi? La fuke mai tani tani mishamayim umlim ki rodim chemtzali nochi elim ki yideya bai she yich lekeid ima pesach u bisleim im kol sho she muta leach le muta limke Rabbi Yud ben Seire
אימיה, כוסך, בכל מיני כוסך, עושה למכיה שלישים יין קדם לפסח. כוסך, so it's milk in which you put in crumbs of bread. So also limka shleishim yin vino pesach. Of course, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudim Sere, because Rabbi Yudim Sere calls with the sheet of Ben Shammai. Rabbi Yudim Akis, kiusach nizim pokuli lech vasom yin chomets. Shleishim yin sere leke bi shammai, zene nechomai ashe neecho neisi. El madun bei, vayne shleishim yin shosh cholulov chivaz biom shishri alim bilochas pesach. Muta banoi. Pshite. Of course, it's muta banoi. Loitzriche. Shechol chay kedem's money. Vikomashmulon kiderove. Yoma rove. Chol chay kedem's money. Muta banoi afilachas money. When the Mishnah says muta banoi, the Mishnah means that he singed it before this money. If he singed it, let's say, before 11 o'clock. So then he can have a noye from it, even after 12. If he singed the chometz before 11, he can have a noye from it, even after 12. Lichluk, it means singed. So, I mean, that's how Tesis explains. Chol chekidens mani mut ba noye aflachas mani. וכגן שנפסל מלך לכלב, דבינח אל הבישורי, דומי דיפש איפשו, בפרי קאמה, דף תסבוב. So what does it mean, חול חוקי למזמנה, if he singed it? Burned, a little bit burned. Not really burned, but just singed. So, but the singeing made it inedible, even for a kelev. So then you're allowed to have a noye from it even after chatzis. But suppose he singes it after zman isurei at 1 o'clock, then he's not allowed to have it a noye. That's a klal. That even nifsel machlas kelev only if the zman isa chometz. So it was already in roll achlas kelev. But if when the isa chometz takes effect, midraise 12 o'clock. Midrabon on 11 o'clock. So then it's all achile. But later on it becomes nishmachel skalev. It remains also. I think that the mikachayim, this nisibis. So he says that's only midrabon, because midrai say even if it becomes nishmachel skalev after zman isur, even on Pesach itself, it should be mitabanoi. Suppose the pass is Nisapsho on the second day Pesach, or on the middle of Chalameit. So it's Mutabanoi Midrais. But Midrabonon, the aloha is that as long as when this man Isachometz began, so it was Rol Achile, it remains Osa. Bachile and Banoi, even though later on it becomes Nifsum Achilaska. But that's only Midrabonon. Midrai say, why should there be a difference whether it became Nifsum Achilas Kalev Erev Pesach, or before this man Nisachometz, or on Pesach itself? But Midrabonon, the Mikachayim says, it's Mistada. But Chol Chekirim's money is Muta Banoyea, even Midrabonon, Afilachas money. So Tesis explains it on the basis of Nifsel Machilas Kalev. Let's see the Rashi. Does Rashi follow up Tesis Pshat, or Rashi has his own Pshat? Loitz Pshite, do Amret Machil Umeichel, Hainanoi, Loitz Riche. Mutabanoi. So he says, Bahai Muter ala Hasmanque. Uhagin Shahorche, Beer Yofe, Kedem's money, Shebotil Tameu Marise. What's Rash emphasize? Tameu Marise. Who's concerned about the Mare? According to Tesis, we are concerned about the Mare. What difference does it make?
What kind of a mare it has? If it sniffs, it's inedible. It's in whole lachlas kelev. So why does Rashi doesn't mean nifsum achlas kelev? If Rashi meant nifsum achlas kelev, he would say it. He wouldn't say bottle timing marisi. Why not on the basis of nifsum achlas kelev? The answer is sometimes it can be chorche and not nifsum achlas kelev. Why? If a bread is singed, a kelev will not eat it. Maybe yes, maybe no. So Teisves explains the Gemara. The Gemara has referenced the case where it was singed so much that even a kelev will not eat it. But sometimes it can be singed a little bit. A kelev will eat it. I mean, sometimes human beings eat burnt food. I mean, so singed food. So might not necessarily be nifsum achlas kelev. But there is another hetah. What's the other hetah? Now the Rambam mentioned it in the Halacha Shia many, many times in the Halacha Shia of tzuras chometz. The Rambam is a new halacha regarding chometz. Tzuras chometz. Rambam in Perek Daled, Noch Eschomitz Matzo, Halocha Yudalev, says as follows. Hapas Atzmo, She'ipsho, V'nitzlo Melechel HaKelev, U'melugmo She'nischicho, Initzov Levay, because Nitzlo Machel HaKelev. Godim She'kipso Yison, B'chilev Chito, Naroitzi Beged, that was washed in chito starch, that's chometz, grain starch. You see, the ordinary starch that you buy in the store, so is corn starch, that's not chometz, that's kidneys. But you can have a grain starch too. I don't know whether it's used or not, maybe they sell that too, I don't know. But grain starch is chometz gomo, grain starch. So godim shekipso is on the chilek chito. Chilev chito is like grain starch. Maybe something else. It's like grain starch. V'chein yore is shedovko yison b'chomets. V'chol kayetzi b'ze muto likaimon b'pesach. V'im b'em mishum liroye v'liyemotzei she'im tzuras ha'chomets u'medis. So the raivet is masik. Kos of a raivet zal. Godim shekipsu kos of a raivet zal. Ein ze ta. Tam is not because he doesn't have tzuras chometz. Elo shekvon nifsal men achilas hakelev. Val kol ze shehup moish yerdou li yeshivo vitoch ponov betit. In other words, he had a big piece of chometz, lump of chometz, and he used it as a bench to sit upon. Hardened chometz. So, and he smeared it with plaster on top of it. So it's okay. Why? You can have a noyer from it and everything. Why? Because it's nifsum achilas kelev. So here too, a beged she keeps a yisigachilev chito is nifsum achilas kelev, not because of tzuras chometz. So I mentioned the halacha here. What's the pshat in the Rambam? Apparently, because Gemara mentions many places, if it's nifsum achilas kelev, so then the shemeichel is poka. Ligabe everything. Ligabe Yisure Macholes, Ligabe Yisure Anoye, Ligabe לגבי איסור הנויה, אמין לגבי תורה סוכלים, אני יכול לזמות תאמה. But if Snitzel Machel Askelef, it's not me Kabul Tume. Isharetz can come and come to that 1,000 times a day, and it will not be me Kabul Tume, because the Shemeichel is Boka. Snitzel Machel Asodom is not Mafkiya the Shemeichel Ligamre. But Snitzel Machel Askelef is Mafkiya the Shemeichel Ligamre. It's not an Eichel. It's not an Eichel. So the reason is, according to Raivit, the reason is why Begedet was washed with chilef chitor, with grain starch, is muta banoye and is not eivea, bali roye bali motei, because it's this machlas kalef, the kalef will not eat such a bigot. But the Rambam mentions another time, because he doesn't have the tzoras chometz. Why? Because the Rambam shiti is that kalef doesn't mean dafke kalef. Kalef is a criterion. We mention kalef because the kalef, a caliph eats everything, you see. There are certain animals who are big connoisseurs. They wouldn't eat any food. If the food started to deteriorate, they won't eat it. But the caliph doesn't care. You can give him food that is already putrid. Sometimes he'll eat it. But if it is so putrid, it started to rot so much that even the caliph will refuse to eat it, then the shemeichel is boker. But suppose we know there is a certain kind of an eichel. The caliph doesn't eat it. The caliph doesn't eat that. Eichel or not eichel. But another chayo eats it. Another behemah eats it. Goats eat paper. Goats eat clothes. Got it. A goat, it's an eichel. So then it's not. So a beget she keeps the chilef chito is not considered as not being an eichel altogether, because a caliph will not eat it, but a goat will eat it. So mele, according to the Raifet, as long as the caliph will not eat it, even if any other beim or chayo will eat it, it still cannot have the shemeichel, but it's not chometz. But according to the Rambam, usually the caliph is the criterion. But sometimes there is something that the caliph dafki will not eat it, because the caliph doesn't eat that. But a goat will eat it. So mele, it's considered as to have ishem chometz. So why is it muter to keep a beggar, she keeps a soy, she keeps a say, the answer is, there is this new aloche of tzuras chometz. Even if it's not considered like nitzum achilas kalem, because it's all achilas goat, but it doesn't have the tzure of the nechel. It's a beget, even though the beget absorbed a lot of grain starch in it, and according to most Rishonim, is there a Shulchan Aruch? There is no Shulchan Aruch here. I mean, or a Mishneh Berurah, a Pesach. What is that? I mean, what is that? I mean, what is that Shulchan Aruch that's here at the end of the table? I don't know. What is it? Is it a Chaim? Chaim Kaspes, okay.
dem Schornoch in Simen Top Mem Weiss. Siv Gimel. Godim she kipso ison bechilef chito vechin yoreis she dopko ison bechomets vechol kaitzi vese muter li kaimon bi Pesach she in tzuras hachomets imeres. Lochein muter li dabeik niyoreis bechalein teich schleishim li Pesach. ויש מחמירים עם נירן בחוץ.
If let's say, suppose the glue, we are talking about glue of chometz, you know. So, today's glue does not have chometz, it has kidneys, but not chometz. I mean, that's my impression. Anyway, we're talking about glue that has chometz, So, is or beget shekipsi bechelef chito. So sometimes you get back shirts from the laundry, so you'll see particles of starch on the collar. Heavy particles of starch on the collar. So that means that the chometz is near in Bachut. So the most rishonim say that beged shekipsi b'chilef chito you're allowed to wear on Pesach, even if it has particles of starch, double from Bachut, because the Tzuras Chometz is bottled. It doesn't look like a food. And with the particles of starch on it, it still doesn't look like food. When you have particles of starch by themselves in a plate, that's one thing. But when you have particles of starch sticking to the color of the shirt, it does not have a Tzura of a food, of an air. So the Tumas Hadeshen Shiti is v'yesh machmirin im nirem bachutz. If the glue or the chelef chito is nirem bachutz, mashinke most rishenim os so mashinke most rishenim they hold the achelik on the Tumas Hadeshen, and they hold that even if it's nirem bachutz, it still does not have it's just chametz. So now we can understand in the Lashon of Rashi. Lo yitzriche v'hai muta ala hazman koi v'chigei shechol chei v'eir yofe kidem zmanei. In other words, how do we determine whether it has a tzura of chametz or not? So there are two factors. One is tam and one is mar. In other words, if it doesn't have the tam of food and it doesn't have the mar of food. Why does it say the mar of food? So because the Gemara says, I mean, Yerdol, what the Rebbe mentions, Yerdol Yishive. Seir, he had a big lump of yeast, vile little yeast, and he set it aside as for yeshiva, as a bench, and v'tochponam betit. Why did it have? So the Raivet explains it on the basis of Nisumach Laskele, but according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, it's not on the basis of Nisumach Laskele. Because Seir, again, you see, Seir is not in Nifsum Achelskala. From that point, what is Seir? Seir is yeast. So, on that point, there seems to be a machleket between the Rambam and the Raivet.